a rightly divided inheritance. Adam was created to rule and reign, and he blew it. But Adam didn't thwart God's plan, for God uses all things to forward his purpose. God uses all things, both good or evil, to move forward his ultimate goal, that Christ is all in all things in heaven and all things on earth are moving towards this goal, an objective God planned in eternity past. Even the problems and difficulties that you are now facing in your life, even the decisions and unscrupulous plans of men made behind closed doors, even the violence and wickedness, evil and filth, that is swamping the world today. The plan of God is the millennial rule of Christ, followed by the eternal ages, the time when all things are brought under his feet and returned to God, so that Christ will be all in all. God is using all things to move towards his goal, that Christ is all in all. He used Adam's fall, the pre-flood wickedness, the Tower of Babel for his purposes. He used Israel's rejection of Christ and all Gentile kingdoms to achieve his plans. He is using the church and the evils of this time to bring about his planned design. He will work Satan's schemes and the coming tribulation together for his good. All things are moving towards the kingdom rule of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. Israel has been promised an earthly kingdom, and the church a heavenly rule. Israel will be given her land inheritance, and the church her heavenly Jerusalem. In Revelation we read, "The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and his Christ." So why did Jesus say his kingdom was not of this world? In John we read, "My kingdom is not of this world," not of this world system. At his first coming, the heavenly part of the kingdom was under a usurper's power. The heavenly part of the kingdom of God was under Satan's rebellious authority. For during his first coming, the prince of the power of the air held heavenly sway, and the God of this world must first be removed and the heavens reclaimed for God. Christ could never set up his earthly kingdom when Satan rules the heavenly sphere. Spiritual forces in high places must be subdued before Christ's kingdom rule. The disciples did not understand and asked when the kingdom would be set up. "Will you now bring in the kingdom for Israel?" they inquired in Acts chapter 1. Jesus had said to Herod, "My kingdom is not of this world system," for a reason. His kingdom could not be subject to an alien heavenly power that ruled the heavens. Christ's kingdom was to be subordinate to God alone. His kingdom could never function under the current heavenly rulership. The heavens must be taken back and first subdued, and Satan must be removed and flung into the bottomless pit. Christ would have set up his kingdom had Israel repented, but they would not. Israel failed to bring forth the fruit, and the kingdom of heaven was taken away. That part of the kingdom was given to the church, a people bringing forth the fruit. For before Israel's earthly inheritance is realized, the heavens must be subdued, so that earth and heaven will both be under Christ's supreme authority. Daniel told us, "The heavens do rule," and Christ must reign until he puts all his enemies under his feet. Christ can't bring in his earthly kingdom until the heavens have been conquered. God established a principle, and God's principles will not be thwarted. Oh, there is so much more to the Christian life than just being saved. Well, being saved is not the end of the glorious gospel of God, but the first step. It is the first step into the glorious heavenly rule of the millennial kingdom, followed by the eternal ages to come. Oh yes, Adam was created to rule and reign, and he blew it. But Adam didn't thwart God's plan, for he uses all things to forward his purpose. The coming kingdom of Christ is the goal towards which all Scripture moves, and there will be a heavenly rule, and there will be an earthly rule. Christ, the seed of Abraham, will be King of Kings and supreme captain of all. He will have an earthly kingdom with Jerusalem as its glorious capital, when Israel will be the head and not the tail of the nations of the earth. And he will have a heavenly rule, with the heavenly Jerusalem as his great city, where the church, his body and bride, will take up positions of rulership. And blessings of great abundance will flow from both citadels. For through Abraham's seed alone will the families of the earth be blessed. Blessings flow through the Jews, for salvation must come through Christ. His earthly seed, Israel, will be a blessing to the nations from their earthly position. His heavenly seed, the church, will be a blessing to all from their heavenly position. King Jesus will reign on the throne of David in his earthly kingdom. King Jesus will reign from my throne in his heavenly kingdom. For he must reign until he puts all his enemies under his feet. Too many people see and imagine heaven as puffy clouds and twanging harps. But we need to understand the significance of the heavenly places. We must start first to comprehend the significance of the millennial kingdom, and we must start to comprehend how this millennial kingdom affects us today. We must rightly divide the word of truth. We must rightly divide the gospel of truth, the good news from God. The gospel of the kingdom points to both a heavenly and earthly rule. The gospel of the grace of God points to Christ's perfect sacrifice. The gospel of the glory of Christ points to his coming kingdom. The everlasting gospel points to grace before judgment, justice and mercy. We must also rightly divide the creation of God. The Gentiles, through whom God worked for 2,000 years. Israel, the Jewish nation, the adoptive son and wife of Jehovah for 2,000 years. The church, the body and bride of Christ, and heirs of salvation for 2,000 years. And we must rightly divide the rule of God, for the heavens do rule over the earth, and God sets up whom he will. And we must rightly divide the people and inheritance of God. Israel, the earthly people of God, with the earthly inheritance. The church and bride, his heavenly people, with a heavenly inheritance. The basic structure of Christ's coming millennial kingdom is a dual reign, in which both heavenly seed and earthly seed will rule over and possess the gate, and through his earthly and heavenly seed, all families of the earth will be blessed.